I'm speaking with Nadine Reyes, who works in Santa Rosa in real estate and was at the Route 91 Harvest Festival in Las Vegas Sunday night when Stephen Paddock of Mesquite, Nevada opened fire from the Mandalay Bay Hotel, killing 58 people and wounding nearly 500 others. It's good to talk to you, and I'm glad you're okay.
Thank you.
Where were you when the shooting started?
So on Sunday evening, for the last part of the concert, we were, if you're facing the stage, we were on the left-hand side, closer to kind of the middle section, only because there's a little bit more room in the back there. So we had decided on Sunday we would kind of lie low towards the back, and that's where we were, on the left-hand side, closer to kind of the middle or the center okay. of the area.
All right. And what was the first indication that you had that something was going on?
Oh, gosh. So at first, like a lot of others, we thought they were either fireworks that had malfunctioned or some kind of, I'm not sure what they're called, but those things that you throw on the ground and they kind of spark. And that was our first, like, oh, something's going on. But nobody really moved. Nobody was running. Nobody seemed alarmed at that point. The second round came very fast, like, pop, 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 and people started running and panicking, and right when that was happening at the same time, Jason Aldean put his guitar down and kind of ran off the stage, and that's when it kind of hit us, like, something's not right. And so my daughter and I ran about 10 or 15 feet. When we got that far, a man said, you need to get down, you need to get down, and my daughter and I got down on the ground, and he threw himself on top of myself, my daughter, and I believe two other women as well, trying to kind of shield us. And then the shots continued for, it seemed like a long time, but probably a couple of minutes, a minute or two. And then there was a little bit of a break between you couldn't hear the shots anymore. And the man that was protecting my daughter and I said, you need to get up and run, you need to run. And that's what we did. And we were able to get out on the side where they had all the trailers for the performers for the weekend. So it wasn't really an exit, but people were pushing the fence down to be able to get out and run out. And ultimately, we ended up the back end of the airport, kind of the runway, the perimeter fencing for the runway.
Oh, my gosh. And did you know right away that many people had been hurt?
No, we could hear a lot of shots, and it seemed, even though we were running quite some ways, we could hear them continuing, but we didn't know how many shooters there might be, and also at that time, we kept hearing a couple of people, like two, and that's what we heard really through most of the evening, all the way up until about 4 o'clock in the morning, we kept hearing two, so confirmed at that point. Lots of people that were running with us had been shot, like from the ricochet. A man in front of us said, I got shot in the back of the calf from the ricochet, like a ricocheted shot. People that were waiting at the airport with us ultimately, and then at the UNLV basketball arena, had blood on them. So either were with people that were injured or had been injured themselves, but not life-threatening. And then when we ended up at the airport hangar, which was the second part, two people came in that were injured, one with a shot in the upper leg and one with a shot in the arm. So we knew people were injured, we just didn't know how many lives would ultimately be lost.
My gosh. Now, once the shooting had stopped and then you got to safety, were the authorities quick to help out, to tell you what was going on?
They were wonderful. So when we got to where we were going, we were all pretty much trapped there because it was the dead end of the airport, and it looked like a business park, but of course it was closed. It was a Sunday evening. Initially, people started breaking glass on this one building on the right-hand side, and they were trying to go inside there, and I was like, that's not safe either because it's all glass. And so then there was a gentleman there that I think might have been at the concert, although I'm not sure, I did not know him. But he had a big truck, and he was probably trapped like we were in that area. You couldn't really get out. And he put either a rope or something attached to his truck and the fence of the airport and gunned his truck forward and was able to pull the fence down so that people could then get onto the airport area there. And some people started running all over like the tarmac. And we stayed put with the other two people we were there at the concert with in a little area that was enclosed. It looked like a big air conditioning unit or something like that. And it was shielded by this big cement wall. And we stayed there. We were there about 10 or 15 minutes. The shooting had stopped at that point. We couldn't hear anything except for the sirens and helicopters and all of that. And I would say the police, the security for the airport was there pretty quickly, circling around because there was lots of people running all over. And then ultimately the police department came, and I believe one stayed with us for quite some time and basically said, we're going to get you guys out of here. We've got some buses coming, and we're going to get you to a safe place. And they transferred us over to a private airport hangar. And that's where we saw some of the other people that had run as well onto the tarmac there, and some were injured and some were okay.
Now, tell me a little bit about how you've been doing, your state of mind in the days since Sunday.
Since we came home Monday afternoon on a later flight than we had scheduled, and for me, I've been feeling very grateful. I know that there could be some difficult days ahead for both me and my daughter and the other two people that were there with us. But because we didn't see as much as others because we got out fairly quickly, and we were close to a way to get out. We didn't have to run over a lot of people or anything like that. We didn't see everybody that we saw was mostly on their feet when they were running, and nobody had been really injured significantly that we saw running out. So I think that that's helped us a little bit, but for us, we feel grateful, but very, very sad when we woke up the next day and realized what had really happened and how many lives were lost. It's very heartbreaking.
Yes. Now, have you been able to talk about this with family and friends? I'm sure that everyone has wanted to talk with you and make sure you're okay.
Yeah, we have. And, you know, my previous job before I worked in real estate, I ran a crime victim program for the city of Santa Rosa, the police department. And so I was used to around somewhat chaotic and kind of crisis situations.
Oh, a crisis program, you say?
So, uh-huh. I'm sorry?
It was a crisis management program?
I was a victim services coordinator at the Santa Rosa Police Department until 2009. And so that experience, I think, really helped me to kind of process what was happening and to remain somewhat calm when people were kind of panicking. I was able to come back with my husband and my sons and my soon-to-be son-in-law. Everybody was here waiting for us, and have been very, very supportive. My company has been very supportive, so we're very fortunate that way.
And what would you like your friends and neighbors and clients to know about how you're doing and how they might be able to help you in the days to come?
I've talked to everybody that's asked me about it. I've reached out. I went back to work the next day because for me, getting back into my normal routine was helpful. For me, I'm a little bit more worried about the 28-year-old daughter that's also had some other things prior to this happen. And so I think that I've really wanted to kind of direct most of the support and energy to her and getting well and reassuring, you know, her that we're safe and everything's okay. So we've been fortunate and blessed, and we have tremendous support. So
that's really great to hear. Okay, well, thank you for taking a few minutes of your time to talk with me this afternoon.
You're so welcome. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Take care, bye-bye.